When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I think this is like discount Chiefs Cowboys game between the Raiders and the Bengals.
I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, Joe Burrow, like I think that the bulk of the points here are going to come from the Bengals. Joe Burrow is just playing incredibly well right now, just across the board in terms of all like starting NFL quarterbacks. Joe Burrow ranks second in yards per pass attempt, ranks top five in passing touchdowns, has as many passing touchdowns as Dak Prescott, though. Yes, he does have a few more interceptions, but completion percentage, everything across the board, just shows you that Joe Burrow has taken a step forward this year as the NFL quarterback. And I mean, the Raiders are just a disaster. Like there's no other way to put it. We've covered this. I don't know how many times the Raiders are a disaster, but they don't have the defensive weapons there to slow them down. I do think the Bengals defense is better than we give them credit for. They're coming off a bye. So I think this is going to be fun. Joe Mixon should have a nice game. All of these receivers, I'm very excited to watch this and see what kind of scoring we might get out of it.
Yeah, I worry about the Raiders defense a lot. Obviously, offensively, they've definitely been in a funk. DeSean Jackson coming in and having the massive brain fart didn't help them out. But the Raiders defense, if they're just going to go out there and run stock coverages, Joe Burrow is smart enough at the line of scrimmage where they're just going to get into empty and he's just going to carve them up. So hopefully the Raiders change a little something up just so that this game is competitive, but we'll see. I mean, Gus Bradley is just, he's Gus Bradley. Like no one expects Gus Bradley to change. He is who he is.
The Gus bus.
Yeah.
The Gus always bus. Out of gas.
Oh no. Yeah. I made the mistake of buying into the Raiders and then that Kansas City Chiefs game, I was like, the Gus feelings are coming back.
They're
not good.
In the Chiefs game, like there's a very realistic chance that game turns out very differently if that DeSean Jackson play does not happen. Because the game flow, when that play came about, was like, yeah. Raiders were coming back to make it like a one possession game. And they were moving the ball early against the Chiefs. And then that play happened and it totally shifted the entire game. So DeSean Jackson, just run into the end zone next time. But I mean, we're 15 years into this thing and you're not going to do it. So that was definitely a game changing play. But I think the Raiders are due for a bounce back offensively a little bit here.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.